So, Tora, you take me on a tour. You take me down to your room.
Yeah.
You got a good room?
Yeah. Hi, Pose.
Oh, you got a cat too. What's his name?
Toots.
Puss.
Toots.
There is My Little Ponies everywhere. Are you a little bit like a unicorn or a pony?
Yeah.
Got a few magic skills?
Yeah. But my sister's really talky.
Tori was about 14 months old, and when she started being able to stand, we noticed bowing in her legs. And we consulted with doctors, and we were sent to Brisbane to speak to geneticists, and she was diagnosed with Proteus syndrome.
Tell us about Proteus syndrome.
Proteus syndrome's a overgrowth disorder of the bone, muscles, tissues. It doesn't affect all Proteus syndromes the same way. It affects one side different to the other side. Like, mostly Tori's is in her legs, in her head. She's got fatty tissue growth in her stomach, on her feet, bony overgrowth in the head area, the skull, and, yeah, lipomas on the bottom soles of her feet.
So what are some of the big issues for Tori? I know at a very young age she stopped being able to walk.
Tori was about 1.5 when she... The most steps she'd ever taken was 2 steps, and the bowing in her legs couldn't hold the weight of her body, so, yeah, she used to just drop to the ground when she was trying to stand.
What are some of Tori's other issues associated with this condition?
Tori's had her legs broken and reset twice to try to mend the bones in her legs to straighten them, and within 6 months of surgery, they're rebowed again. At the moment, they're just monitoring all that. They don't want to have to put her through any more surgeries. She's had eye surgery. She's had a lipoma removed from her stomach area. And at the moment, our biggest concern is the last lot of scans showed Tori's neck bones are 4 times the size of what they should be. And it is restricting her airways. Her airways are showing up to be the size of baby's airways. At the moment, Tori hasn't been sleeping very well, so the doctors have just put her back on her night medication to try to help with sleeping. Her dad and I, the slightest noise, we're up just in case, something does happen. We've got a review in August to recheck with what the people want to do about the airways to see whether we need to be put, Tori needs to be put onto a machine of a night to help with sleeping and for breathing-wise. But, yeah, apart from that, she's a happy kid.
Tell us some of the Tori's little secrets. What are some of her favourite things?
My Little Ponies. And, yeah, she loves watching movies. And playing Sims.
Well, let's have a chat. So what are some of your favourite things, Tori? You like these My Little Ponies?
Yeah.
What do you love about the My Little Ponies?
It's colourful.
They are colourful, those My Little Ponies. They're really beautiful. So, Tori, what's your mum like? Is she good looking after you?
Yeah.
Do you love her?
Yeah!
You nearly blew my speaker away there. What sort of help does Tori get?
At the moment, she does go to school. Well, she was going to school 5 days a week to the Bundaberg Special School. At the moment, we've got to go talk to them because Tori needs 24/7 monitoring now with her breathing. If there's any change, an ambulance is to be called.
Has this 15 years felt like a complete roller coaster? Has it been a whirlwind where you're just constantly trying to stay one step ahead?
Not until the last couple of months, like with the bony overgrowth in the neck, that's, really hit us. But the rest of it's been, it's been hard, but we're fighters. We'll get through it all, and we're all a close family, so we'll all be there for each other.
Now, I read somewhere only 200 people in the world with this condition.
Yes, there is.
So how do you find out what to do to Tori to try and put a stop to it, to try and help?
Last time we seen the geneticist in Brisbane, there was actually a doctor from the UK that was over here just sitting in on appointments because he couldn't actually give advice. But he spoke to the geneticist and said about doing x-rays and all that on Tori's neck. And that's what picked up the bony overgrowth, because she had a bit of problems before when going into surgery of putting breathing tubes in, that they couldn't get the breathing tubes down properly. Now I've been advised not to try to put a breathing tube down her throat, as the airways are really narrow now. Yeah, apart from that, like, yeah, it's just getting information from the doctors and that from overseas. I do know a couple of other people that live overseas and one here in Australia that do have kids with the same syndrome.
Proteus syndrome. What do we know about it?
It's not caused from anything from the parents. It's just a rare thing that does happen. Yeah, we just happen to end up with Tori with this syndrome.
What are some of the wonderful things about this beautiful young girl sitting next to us?
Absolutely everything. She's our world, so.
And what's Tori's future looking like?
At the moment, we don't know what the future holds, but we will sit here and we will fight for whatever we can. Yeah, try to give her the best life that we can.
As far as special equipment, Tori does use a wheelchair. Her legs are so bowed, as she said. What about sleeping, things like that? What could make Tori's life more comfortable?
At the moment, we're trying to get a special, it's like a hospital bed that elevates her, especially with her breathing.
Is there medication that Tori's on as well to try and slow down these growths?
No, there is a trial overseas at the moment. And but it's not in Australia, and we've been asked if they can get it here, if we would put Tori on it to try. I've heard that some of the kids that are on it over there, it is actually starting to help them. Yeah, if we can get it over here, there may be a chance that it might be able to help Tori.
As a mum, waking up in the middle of the night, constantly.
I can't remember the last good night's sleep I had, actually. Laying there of a night, if you hear the slightest sound coming from Tori's room, I get up, go check her. If I don't get up, her dad does. So, yeah, we're just closely monitoring, and that's all we can do at the moment.
Now, Tori, back to you. So, I know you love ponies. So, what do you reckon you're going to be when you grow up? Do you want to work with ponies?
Yeah.
What would you like to be? Maybe a pony handler, someone that trains ponies.
Yeah, yeah. And then my horses.
Then you could ride horses.
Then you could ride horses too?
Yeah, and we have race.
Is that your dream, to ride a horse one day?
Yay!
I reckon dreams will happen for you, Tori.
Yeah.
There you go, you did your first radio interview.